And now the post-game show. We're here with Coach Hansen. And, well, Coach, I mean, I think you pretty much hit every mark that you hit in the pre-game interview that you said you wanted to really improve on, make sure you had good performances from.
Yeah, we came out, we hit the ball, right off from our first batter on, especially the top of our lineup there, really did quite well. Number 9 hitter Emma Cannon too did well, and so that was good to see. And then Kylie pitched well, still kind of lighting them up, so it's good. And then we played pretty good defense, made one little mistake there at the end, but other than that, it was nice.
No, I mean, obviously, pitching there, Kylie, yeah, it's half her outs were strikeouts. I mean, just very aggressive, hitting the zones. And again, when the defense didn't make some plays, they did, just one little hiccup at the end, and that's something pretty easy to make a correction for and get ready for the next game. But, yeah, you're hitting the top of the lineup. I mean, I can't say enough. Two home runs, a triple, double, a couple doubles, I think, in the top three batters alone. And then your middle lineup, bottom lineup still coming along in to help things out and really get a good game.
Yeah, you know, last maybe a couple of weeks, it's been two girls hit this game and then a different two girls hit this game, and we've kind of been struggling along, ho-humming along, and so it's good to see, you know, most of the lineup, I think almost all but one or so they got a hit today, wasn't it? And so if we can keep that going, it'd be pretty tough.
Yeah, and that's huge, especially as you said, you need everyone going, and a couple two-out rallies too, scoring some runs when that one out away from ending the inning, so you just keep the pressure on, and that's what you're going to need to do. I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure you're aware that Badger Greenbush Middle River did win, so that sets you two up in the next round, correct?
Yeah, I thought, going into it, it'd be us two here on Tuesday. I was hoping we'd be able to play here, but we made some boo-boos in the season, and so we got to go to Greenbush, okay? But we're going to go up there and come out and hit the ball like that. That means we'll come back here on Thursday where we want to be and win the thing.
And that's the point exactly. You want to, if you get that big win there, that can really help. I mean, you don't want to have to get those extra games in there. You really want to make BJ Marr have to go through those extra couple games, and especially with East Polk, I mean, a one-run game. Obviously, they're still a pretty good, solid team in this section. There's some other good teams as well, so it's not going to be necessarily a cakewalk to get back if you do lose that next game. So that's a extra importance on this next one.
Yeah, East Polk, very solid team. We played them earlier in the year. We did beat them fairly handily, but it was kind of a closer lopsided victory. We had some key hits at times. They're well coached. Have some good hitters all the way through their lineup and good pitchers. So if you end up running into them, that's could be a tough out. And then both the teams here that are going to be playing here in a moment, Wauben and Norman County East again, both a couple of good teams there too that could be back in the mix. But it's you gotta go up and get the Gators. That's the big one.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up this little interview here?
No. We hopefully we get a nice week next week. The rain stays away, and have a good week, final week of softball.
And we agree. We'll be catching your games here. We'll carry them on KROX. So we'll see you up in Badger, or Greenbush rather.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.